Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Drew Show this evening. Hope everyone is having a wonderful day, and thank you all so much for joining me as always. Please follow us on Twitter at DrewBTR, as well as our website, thedrewshow.com. You can follow our new co-host, Shayna Mayfield. You can follow her on Twitter as well, at Shayna Mayfield. It's very easy, S-H-A-N-A-M-A-Y-F-I-E-L-D. And if you'll go on Facebook and you'll type in The Drew Show in the search box, our Facebook fan page will come up as well. You can like that page. We'll keep you up to date on contests coming up, on future guests coming up. Your chance to be a guest co-host for a day. So you can get a chance to talk to the people we talk to for an entire, however long we have them on, 10, 15, 30 minutes, an hour, however long, you can have that opportunity. So that's something we're going to start pretty soon. We're going to give some people the chance to guest co-host with us. It'll be myself, Shayna, who is a co-host. So I guess you'll be the guest co-host, I guess, if that makes any sense. So we'll figure all that out, but that's something kind of exciting that we're going to do. Kind of, like I said, kind of give you a chance to interact with us and the guest, and it'll be fun. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We had a great show yesterday, and it was such a pleasure having these two on, and I could not ask for better guests to have on. Willie Jones, a young man that auditioned for the X Factor, and singing a country song, and surprised everybody. He was amazing, amazing. And we had Panda Ross on. Panda was the lady that got up there singing. She absolutely is in love with Simon, and she had to be put in an ambulance after the audition because she was really bad with pneumonia. She is a lot better now, of course, but so she, you know, it was such a pleasure. Both of them were so sweet. Please go back and listen to that show if you haven't listened yet. A real funny clip, if you're listening back, when we're playing Panda's audition audio back to her, she is actually singing along to it, and she's making jokes and saying things during the show. It's so funny. It's so hilarious. So you'll have to check that out as well. And we're really looking forward to having both of them, Willie Jones and Panda Ross. We're really looking forward to having both of them back on real soon. Real soon. So let's play a quick audio clip. This is a guy that we had on our show probably 6 to 8 months ago. He came in third place on the X Factor last year. His name is Chris Renee. Let's play this. This is his hit, Young Homie.
Up my mind with these spoken words. Let this music heal like an overture. She's the only one, yeah, yeah. And so I roll with her. Ooh, that's how it's supposed to be. Living life with loved ones close to me. Shh, this is the remedy, and I got the recipe. I don't need no Hennessy. Yeah, it's been 9 months now. Haven't had a drink, and I'm starting to see clear now. I'm putting all my fears down. I can hear the cheers now. Seeing peace signs when I look around. Hey, young homie, what you tripping on? Looking at life like, how did I get it wrong? Life's too short, gotta live it long. To my brothers and sisters, from where we get along. Hey, young homie, what you tripping on? Looking at life like, how did I get it wrong? Life's too short, gotta live it long. To my brothers and sisters, from where we get along. Open up your eyes, look around. Homie, can you see how it's going down? Brothers locked up, sisters knocked up. If you wanna build your love up, put your hate down. Ooh, that's the only way to live. Turn the negative to positive. It's gonna be alright by Molly says. What's the dumb shit? Keep it moving, that's what time it is. Hey, young homie, what you tripping on? Looking at life like, how did I get it wrong? Life's too short, gotta live it long. To my brothers and sisters, from where we get along. Hey, young homie, what you trippin' on? Looking at life like, how did I get it wrong? Life's too short, gotta live it long. To my brothers and sisters, from where we get along. Give peace to the war in the streets. Give peace to the evil decree.
yeah. I just ride with my hand to the sky, live life like I'm never gonna die, yeah. See many fighting and fussing over nothing, so much destruction, looking at puppets combusting like nothing. Now listen, it takes education to change your reputation. From bad to good to getting better, now you're elevating. They be singing, family singing, everybody's chilling. Not gonna stop this, living on a feeling. Man, if it's a real thing, tell me, can you feel me? Wait till they drop this, dancing on the ceiling. Hey, young homie, what you tripping on? What you really tripping on? Life's too short, gotta live it long. To my brothers and sisters, from where we get along. Hey, young homie, what you tripping on? Looking at life like, how did I get it wrong? Life's too short, gotta live it long. To my brothers and sisters, from where we get along.
About 7-8 months ago on the show, it may not have been even that long. We had Chris on after he finished in third place on the X Factor season one. Such a pleasure having him on. He's such a great young man with a great story of how he overcame so much to live his dream of singing, and he is doing great now. He's actually coming out with his first album in just a few months. So please check out ChrisRenee.com. Yeah, I know you'll really enjoy that a lot. Thank you all again so much for joining us. As everyone knows, we have a co-host, Shayna Mayfield. You can follow her on Twitter at Shayna Mayfield. She is not with us tonight. She had some obligations she had to take care of, but we're flying solo tonight, but that's okay. We will have Shayna back on tomorrow, as we will have Jillian Jensen on the show. Jillian is also an X Factor contestant. But tonight, I am so pleased to welcome this gentleman to the show. I've been a huge fan of his ever since he did his X Factor audition, and he sings country music. His name is Tate Stevens from Belton, Missouri. Tate, how are you doing, sir?
Man, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. Doing great. Like I said, thank you so much for joining us. It's such a pleasure to have you on.
Man, I appreciate you guys doing this. It means a lot.
Well, thank you. And you know, it's just like I said a minute ago, Tate, you're amazing on stage. I mean, with American Idol and now with the X Factor and so many reality competitions, country music is the thing now. So everybody's looking for that country judge as well. So you really fit in there.
Man, you know, yeah, I was a little concerned, though. The X Factor hadn't had last year, if you watched at all, there wasn't any country music at all. And so being a country guy doing it, I felt a little out of place, and, I didn't know what to expect. So, I went out and did the best I could and prayed everybody would like it, and they seemed to like it okay. And So now we're off to the races.
Absolutely. Now, you were joking around with Demi that you were to rap on stage, and you were having a little bit of fun on stage, and you seemed so comfortable up there. Have you performed a lot in the past that you were able to get that stage presence?
Yes, sir. I mean, I've been doing this – I'm 37, so I've actually done this for a long time, man. I've performed, in front of audiences since I was a little kid, and this is all I've ever wanted to do, and so, yeah, being on stage is where I'm most comfortable, that's who I am, and that's what makes me tick, if you will, is
right.
Being up there and entertaining and performing, man. That's what I do. So, yeah, I'm very comfortable up there. I love it. I absolutely love it. And, I hope people see that in my performances. I try to do the best I can every time I'm out.
Yeah, absolutely, and I completely agree. I actually looked you up on YouTube and I found some other videos, and and this X Factor audition you did was not just the first time, obviously, that you've been just amazing. You never lose a step. You're just I think you've been great every time from what I've seen. What was it that really inspired you to start singing, or when did you know that you wanted to be a country music singer?
My dad is a musician, and he sang and had bands, and traveled when I was a little kid. And so, you know, like all little kids, you know, you want to be like dad, man, you know. And so right. That's where it really began. That's where the love of country music, you know, came from, was my dad. You know, he was a country music singer, and I grew up listening to the old stuff, man, the good stuff. You know what I'm talking about? And that has always stuck with me. I love rock and roll music. I'm a Metallica fan, a Motley Crue fan.
Oh yeah,
I like that stuff. You know what I mean? I love music of all kinds, but you know, I've always been drawn to country music, and I've always felt, you know, that's where I belonged, and that's what made me most comfortable, you know, performing. So, yeah, that's, I mean, since I can remember, man, I mean, I've been on the stage since I was like 4.
Wow. You know, you came on the X Factor stage and you sang a Randy Houser song, Anything Goes. And Randy Houser is one of my favorite country music singers. And I actually had media credentials about a year ago to go meet Randy Houser and to interview him and everything. He is an amazing, amazing guy. And is he one of your favorites? And who do you really look up to in the field?
Yeah, man. You know, I love Randy. I love his stuff. I think we're pretty comparable on what we do. I'm pretty comparable in what we do, you know, as far as our styles are pretty close. I feel pretty comfortable, you know, with his material. So, you know, like I said, plus I'm just a big fan. Randy has some great stuff. He's a great writer,
right.
A great guy. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of an easy choice for me to do that song. Like I said, it's one of my favorites that he has, you know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was one of those things I was really comfortable with, and that's why we chose that one.
You know, what I love about you, Tate, is that, you know, you came out there, and you were interviewed before you went on stage, and then on stage, of course, and then afterwards and all that, and it was never just about yourself. You can tell how much you love your family and how close your daughter is to you, crying right. The whole time you were on stage. And, go ahead.
I'm a dad. You know what I mean? That's what I do. I'm a dad first. That's where my passion is. And you know, if it wasn't for my family, my wife and my kids, you know, they're the ones that pushed me to this. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones that made me go try the X Factor thing. They said it's here in town. Just go do it. You know, you've put yourself on hold and your career on hold long enough. You know, can we let us help you out however we can, and just go try. You know, the worst
right.
thing they can say is no. So, yeah, just the overall love for my family, you know, and like I said, I'm a dad first and foremost, and my kids are my life. My kids are my heart and soul. So, yeah, that wasn't – I don't know. That's how I am. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think it's a perfect way to be, and I really, honestly, I commend you on that completely. And let's play that now, this your audition,
okay.
Randy Houser, Anything Goes.
All right.
Normally this time of night, you wouldn't find me here. I'd be reaching for a good night's rest instead of one more beer. Never take a second look at the blonde across the bar. Let's invite her over and let things go this far. But anything goes when everything's gone. You ain't around to give a damn whether I do right or wrong. So bring it on. Shouldn't I feel guilty? Oh, I don't feel
That is amazing. Every time I listen to it, it's like it's for the first time, Tate. And, you know, you going back and listening to it yourself and watching the tape, mm-hmm. and you see Brittany looking at L.A. Reid and L.A. looking back at them and him nodding his head and to the music and all.
Yeah.
How did all that make you feel that they just fell in love with you?
You know, I got to be honest. When I was performing, I tried really not to look at them. I really did because I was nervous anyway about it, about how they would take it and how they would accept it. So I tried not to look at them too much.
Right.
I did see Demi and Brittany smile, and so that was cool. But really, I was just focused on the audience and trying to sell it. You know, trying to do it up and do it right and sell it so that they would like it. And hopefully that, it all happened. And so, it seems to be going good right now.
Absolutely. It is, and my friend, you definitely did sell it. And you know, I know you can't speak much of what's going on now, but just from your first day in the auditions to after, and what's your entire thoughts about everything and just about everything that's been going on?
Man, I will tell you right now that it's been a great thing. You know, everything that's happening right now is amazing. I'm so thankful. I mean, off the top, I really want to let everybody know how thankful and grateful I am for all the kindness, for everybody just being so nice. That's amazing. And for a guy they didn't know, that kind of stuff just doesn't happen, you know, to guys like me, I guess. But I'm incredibly thankful for everybody. And all the kindness that is off, you know, first, I don't want to get that out of the way, but, secondly, it's a lot harder than I thought. The next round is boot camp, and,
right.
I will tell you that it was a lot harder than what I thought it would be. It's very, very emotionally draining.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, I mean, that's really all I'll say. You just have to watch. Everybody needs to watch, and they'll see. I think it's going to be awesome. I think these next few weeks of the show are going to be great, and I encourage your listeners to watch. If they've never watched the show, I think it's the best music show going, bar none right now.
Not just
because I'm on it. I mean that sincerely. Who cares if I'm on the show? It's the best one going.
I could not agree with you more. It's The X Factor is an amazing show. By the way, it airs Wednesdays and Thursday nights at 8/7 Central on Fox. And you're exactly right. If you haven't watched it, go watch it now. It's an amazing show. And I know that everyone I've ever told to watch it, they've watched it and they love it. I have never talked to anyone that hasn't really enjoyed it. But Tate, it's such a pleasure having you on. And before I let you go, I want to say this. And you're talking about how much you appreciate everybody and all that. You know, you completely deserve everything that you get because you show your love for your music, for your fans, for your family, and you're an incredible guy. And you deserve the world, man. And I can, when you win this whole competition, I can't wait to have you right back here again.
But I will be back as soon as you'll let me back on. I greatly appreciate you guys taking the time and talking with me, and help spread the word. You know, I appreciate that a lot. It means a ton. And I'm truly grateful. I really am, and it means a bunch. And from everything that makes me, thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you. And that's just another reason that you know, you're going to go far. No matter what happens, you're going to go far in everything that you do. You're an incredible person, and we do really appreciate you. And
well, thank you.
Thank you. And Tate, right before I let you go, please tell everyone how they can get in touch with you, reach out to you through Twitter, Facebook, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I have a Facebook. You can reach me on there. I have an official fan page.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought. I have an official fan page, and I have a Twitter. You can reach out and follow me on Twitter at Tate Stevens, CTRY, on Twitter. And, yeah, keep in touch, man.
Sure will. Tate, it's such a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello?
Daddy always had dirt under his fingernails. I guess that was the way everyone could tell. He was an honest working man. He made his living off the land. And every Sunday he came here and prayed for. He prayed for rain. He'd say, Holy Father, release the water. Holy water, release the seed for the children. Oh, not so much for me. In your name pray for rain. Moses never set foot in the promised land, but he still walked on faith right to the end. And on the day that Daddy went home, I knew Moses wasn't alone. As I stood on broken ground, I prayed for rain. I prayed for rain. Holy Father,
hit single Pray for Rain by Austin Hicks. Please check him out. Please check him out on Twitter. Type his name in the search bar, Austin Hicks. I wish I could give you his Twitter name off the top of my head, and I just cannot remember it. But go on Google as well and find his website, Austin Hicks. He is a great artist, and we're going to be playing his songs, I should say, on our show a good bit for the next few months.
he's a great artist and a great person, so we're really looking forward to that. We just had Tate Stevens on the show. Tate, of course, from the X Factor. Such a pleasure having him on. He's an incredible guy. Such a pleasure talking to him, and I hope you really enjoyed that. And you can always go back after this show and you listen to the archive show as well. So we really appreciate you. We have another great guest right now, and I cannot be more excited to welcome her to the show. She is from San Antonio, Texas, X Factor contestant Jessica Espinoza. Jessica, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing all right. I'm feeling blessed and very grateful.
Well, great. I'm happy to hear that. Jessica, it's such a pleasure to have you on. And, you know, I was telling you in the screening room a moment ago, you know, when you were walking towards the set, I guess, to be interviewed and to go on stage, you had so much passion about your music, and you had so much to tell. And you're just an incredible person for everything you've went through.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know, and I see you're from San Antonio, Texas, and I believe you said during the show, South San Antonio, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Is there much to do in San Antonio, Texas? This is going to sound bad, but the only thing I know about San Antonio are the Spurs. That's it.
Oh, well, you should really come down during Fiesta in April. That's really fun. Downtown San Antonio, there's a lot of lights, a lot of partying, and a lot of fun family stuff.
Is that like a big Mardi Gras, or is that something else?
Yeah, it's like Mardi Gras.
Cool.
Really nice.
Well,
yes.
I'll definitely have to check that out. Jessica, you have a beautiful voice, and like I said a minute ago, you know, when you were singing on the X Factor stage, you know, you could feel your emotions and feel the pain and everything that you've been through. Let me ask you, what was it that really inspired you to start a career in music?
Well, to tell you the truth, this is something that I rarely share because, you know, people don't really understand too much when I say, I mean, they get it, but, you know, when I was a little girl, I saw a lot of homeless people, and I was about 9 years old, and I wanted to make all the homeless people that were living under this San Antonio Bridge, I wanted to make them a bunch of sandwiches, and my mom said, you know, Jessica, that's really sweet, but we don't have enough money to even feed ourselves. So I figured the only way I can make money is by doing a fundraiser through singing.
Wow. That's incredible. At only 9 years old, you thought of that?
Yeah, and I used to cry when I would see people hungry.
I love to hear that. You know, there's a friend of mine in a local town where I live that does a homeless organization, and I'm going to get together with him soon. He goes to Atlanta about once a month, and he feeds the homeless and gives them blankets and everything else.
Wow.
I think people that do that are absolutely amazing, and for you to have that ability, for you to think about that at only 9 years old, that's incredible.
Well, that's really what made it. I made a serious career move when I was 9 because I figured that'd be the greatest way to get people to listen and recognize that there are people who need help.
Right, absolutely. You know, Jessica, you shared something with the judges about performing, about, you know, your past and with you singing and everything, and about you performing at Market Square just for tips and some things you went through. If you wouldn't mind, can you tell us a little bit of your story?
Well, it's a long story, but to make it short, yeah, my sister and I and my brother, we're all musicians, we're family musicians, and we've literally relied on our music as income, and we've been hungry before. I mean, we've had great parents and everything, but they believed in us so much. My dad used his retirement money to build a little studio in our backyard, which it's really just like a room, and we filled it with instruments and stuff. But we just spent pretty much our lives making that money back or trying to invest in new equipment and trying to keep putting our music out there and helping other artists as well. My mother, my sister, and I, we moved out of the house and ended up living in some apartments where people were shooting outside at all nights. I mean, all hours of the night, and it was just, it felt so unsafe. And you know, that's just a small portion of a lot of the struggle. But it's always been financial, or sometimes just, you know, when your family's struggling, you tend to not get along. But we have to figure some things out.
Right, right, absolutely.
And music has always been our escape.
Yeah. And you know, I think, Jessica, I think with your big heart and you doing things for the homeless and you going out of your way to help people, and now this with the X Factor, I believe that it's all paying off. I believe, you know, God's saying, you know, let's let Jessica have something now. I think it's pretty amazing.
I believe the same thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, now you are a contestant on the X Factor, and you performed Pink, a song by Pink, Nobody Knows. And as I said a minute ago, you gave an amazing audition. What was it that really influenced your decision to audition and pick this particular song?
Well, the truth is, everyone who meets me sees me as a very strong individual who's happy, and, you know, I always have to put a smile on because negativity is so contagious, and I figure when you're upset and other people get upset, why not be happy to make other people happy, because smiles are contagious as well. But nobody knows that I do cry. Nobody knows the struggles that I've been through, because they see me as holding myself up high, and I do that for my family. Because I don't want my family to see me suffering, or they'll suffer, you know?
Right.
Emotions are extremely contagious, so I try to stay strong all the time. I don't let anyone see me cry. I don't let anyone see me fall. I always, you know, it's so hard to be strong all the time. So what I mean by nobody knows is, you know, a lot of people all my life even have tried to change me, the way I dress, the way I look, the kind of style of music I like to sing and play and write, and my hair. People are always like, Jessica, why don't you dress prettier? Why don't you fix your hair? And I'm like, why? Why do I have to? Why don't you even lose weight? Well, actually, I just lost 20 pounds since the aired. yeah. <Right. laughs> Since the first audition is what I meant to say.
Right.
But, yeah, so nobody knows all the things that Jessica carries on her shoulders. Yes, the spoken third person, silly. But, yeah, so I just wanted to make a point, and that even if you are struggling, it's just a matter of get up there and be confident and try. Maybe something great will happen.
Yeah. Well, Jessica, first of all, I think you're beautiful. And your whole look that you came out with was – you know, I don't know what to say, but there was nothing wrong with that at all. You're incredible. You're beautiful, and you know, you could have had $100,000 worth of clothing on, and it wouldn't have mattered. There would have always been a critic out there, you know.
Well, I really appreciate that. I really do. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And so let's play your audition now. This is Nobody Knows.
Okay.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows but me that I sometimes cry. If I pretend that I'm asleep when my tears start to fall, I peek out from behind these walls. I think nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody lies. Nobody likes to lose that inner voice. So what I used to hear before my life made a choice. I think nobody knows. Nobody knows. Secret sacred me. There's nowhere else in the world.
Amazing, amazing audition, Jessica. Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Listening back at that and hearing the crowd and picturing, I guess, you know, the judges' faces, how they were acting at the time by hearing you, how does that all make you feel?
It's still sinking in. I didn't expect such recognition or to be appreciated the way I felt appreciated at the time. It felt like just a wonderful dream, and I still don't want to wake up from. I'm just really glad to get my message across, and I'm still overwhelmed. You know, I've waited pretty much half of my life to sing in front of Simon Cowell. You know, Demi Lovato and Britney in L.A., oh, my God. The feedback I got from Simon Cowell was just overwhelming. I didn't expect something that great. I didn't expect that at all.
You know, isn't it funny? And I say it all the time that you have Britney Spears and Demi Lovato and L.A. Reid, but everybody goes crazy over what Simon says. And I think it's so funny. Everybody loves Simon so much, and I love Simon myself, but, you know, Simon did say that he loved everything about you, and L.A. Reid said, wow, you're really special, and I imagine that kind of took you back, because, like you said, you didn't really expect that, did you?
No, I really did not. San Antonio is a great place, but in the entertainment industry, it's really hard to move on up over here for some reason.
Right.
But I didn't expect that kind of credit, you know?
Yeah. Well, I have to be one to say that you absolutely deserve that credit. Because you are amazing, and you deserve to go far in everything that you do. You really do.
Thank you so much. I keep praying, and I'm going to keep working hard no matter what happens.
Yeah, and you do that. You do that because, I mean, you deserve all the joys in life that everyone has, and I wish you nothing but the best with that. Let me ask you, and I know you can't really talk about what's going on now with boot camp and all that stuff, but from the moment you pulled up in the parking lot to audition and to I guess kind of what's going on now, what has this whole experience meant to you, and what, you know, how do you feel about it all?
Well, it's definitely changed my life a great deal. I'm still extremely overwhelmed, excited. I anticipate what the future holds. Every day I pray to God for guidance and help me, give me strength, give me courage to accept whatever is thrown at me. Whatever is given to me, I'll take it. You know, it's been extremely, I mean, everything's just so exciting, and I feel like I'm floating, you know, constantly.
Right. And I bet you do. I bet this is a real exciting time for you, and I can't even imagine. Jessica, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show, and like I said, I wish you nothing but the best as you move forward, and you really deserve it, and you'll definitely have my vote every week. There's no doubt about that.
I really appreciate
you.
I would love to visit Georgia.
I would love for you to. Yeah, we have some great sports teams here and all that. Now, are you a big football baseball fan?
I do love to watch. Can't really play, but I love to watch the games.
Right. Yeah, and I love to watch the games, but I'm horrible at playing. I'm always the last kid picked, you know, out of everything. They're like, okay, well, I guess I'll take Drew, you know. Yeah, there you go. you'll definitely have to come to Georgia and come to a Falcons game or a Braves game. That would be awesome.
Cool, I would love that. Thank you.
That would be great. Jessica, before I let you go, please let everyone know how they can get in touch with you through social media. Do you have Facebook and Twitter?
Yes, I just made a Twitter account. My name is, my Twitter account is Jessica Marie TX altogether, or just search Jessica Marie Espinosa. That is on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
Okay, great. I was just writing that down myself. Great.
Cool.
We'll definitely check that out, and I'm going to follow you as soon as we're off here. Again, I cannot say it enough, Jessica. It's such a pleasure having you on, and you're an amazing person, and I wish you nothing but the best as you move forward, because you deserve every bit of it.
Thank you so much. It means so much to me that you believe in me as well.
And I do, and I know you're going to go real far. So thank you so much again.
Thank you. You have a blessed night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. That was Jessica Espinosa from The X Factor. You can catch The X Factor airing Wednesdays and Thursdays at 8, 7 Central on Fox. You do not want to miss this show. I'm sure every one of you have seen the show already. If you haven't, you're crazy. Go turn it on. You're going to enjoy it as much as I do. I know you are. So such a pleasure having Jessica on, like I said a minute ago. And we had Tate Stevens on earlier. So please, once this show is archived, which will be in about 30 minutes, once the show is archived, please go back and listen to it. I know you will enjoy it as much as I did. Such a pleasure having both of these people on. And I absolutely love having – since I've been doing this show – I've been doing this show for almost 2 years now, and there have been times when I've said that I was looking for someone else to host this show, that I wanted to step back and be in the background. Not anymore. I love finding people to come on the show that have the biggest heart in the world, that love their families, that love their fans, that loves their community, that someone like Jessica, at only 9 years old, she wanted to help people in her community, to help the homeless people in her community. You know, how often do you hear about that? It's very, very rare. Someone that was going through as much as she was going through, and she still wanted to help other people. Tate Stevens, who is 37 years old, and all his life he wanted to be a country music singer, and he's devoted all his time to his family. And he still loves his fans just as much as anything, and it's rare. Like I said, you know, it doesn't get any better than that. Thank you all again so much. Please stay tuned. We're going to have another show tomorrow with Jillian Jensen. Jillian from The X Factor. Jillian came on there singing, and she was talking about how she was bullied. Demi Lovato went up on stage and gave her a hug because of everything that was going on. Simon, it even brought Simon to tears. We're going to talk about all of that. We're going to any question that you have that you want to know from Jillian, it's going to be answered tomorrow. So, again, please follow us on Twitter at DrewBTR. That's Drew, DrewBTR. And to keep up with our shows, our contest, as I mentioned a moment ago, if any of you missed this, we're going to have a segment, or we're going to have some contest, I should say, where we're going to allow some fans to come on to the show and be a guest co-host for a day or for a show. And basically, you'll get to hang out with us, and you'll get to talk to the celebrities, talk to these guests that we talk to, and it's going to be fun. We're going to have a great time with it. You know, things may mess up. We may interrupt each other and all that, but that's okay. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Again, thank you all so much. Good night. Please look us up on Facebook and Twitter. Go on Facebook, type in The Drew Show, or WAEJ The Drew Show. It'll come up either way. Please like our fan page. In the next few days, we're going to be posting about that co-host thing. But thanks again, everyone. Good night, and God bless.
I found you alone like this. Would I remember what I've got at home, or forget it all with your kiss? 'Cause when you left me, I was hurting so. She picked me up off the ground, and I do love her. Want you to know that I never want to let her down, but you still move me. Oh, I'd never let her know there's a place inside of me that just won't let you go. And every time I hold her in my time, does it show? 'Cause you still move me. I guess I better leave now before it's too late, before these feelings go too far. Just one more time, 'cause it's been tearing me apart, 'cause you still move me. And I wonder how much longer can this go on? The feeling's wrong, time, does it show?